Does anybody take a highway to get here?
78.
Okay, so you may have seen this. As you probably all know, they have these signs, and it tells you how many minutes to the Holland Tunnel and how many minutes to the Lincoln Tunnel, where they'll have messages like, don't drink and drive, or don't use your cell phone and drive. Well, this morning, incredibly, the message was, pay attention, just drive. So I thought that was beautiful. This talk today is sort of I used a lot of different stuff that I've used in other talks. So the first thing is a haiku by Basho. The temple bell stops, but the sound keeps coming out of the flowers. The temple bell stops, but the sound keeps coming out of the flowers. A little more theatrical today. So one way to look at this is that the sound of the bell, even when it's not being rung, is always present. And this is what Dogen meant when he said, we don't practice to attain enlightenment. We practice because we are already enlightened. The sound of the bell is always present. Enlightenment is always present. So, if I take this striker, I can manifest the sound that is always present. So, we must accept this seemingly contradictory statement that the sound is always present in the same way that we must accept that enlightenment is always present. And often I've said we are already perfect and complete, lacking nothing. The only thing is that we haven't realized the truth of these words. Like manifesting the sound of the gong, we must bring to light the truth of who we are. And this is possible if we practice zazen. And so like this striker, sitting helps ring true who we really are. So as you know, when we sit, we just sit. We have no expectations of anything happening. We just sit day after day after day with whatever it is that comes up. And we do this with an is that so mind. Ah, is that so? Ah, is that so is non-attachment. It's just observing. Ah, is that so? And if we do this, we just sit day after day with an ah-so mind, the truth of who we are is revealed. So here is an incense stick, right? An unmanifested incense stick. But if I turn around and I hold this stick over the flame, now it took some time, but the incense stick has been actualized. Now that incense stick has an ignition point. And if I persistently hold that incense stick over the flame, eventually that ignition point will be reached and poof, it lights up. Well, this is just like sitting, right? We just keep sitting, just keep sitting, just keep sitting, until we reach our ignition point and poof, who we are is revealed. Sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes and the grass grows by itself. Sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes and the grass grows by itself. So this poem is a simple and direct expression of the way things, including our practice, are. It's saying that we cannot push the river. Right? We can't rush spring. It unfolds in its own way, and that includes also our spirituality. We can't rush discovering who we are. We have to take it one moment at a time. So when we sit, our body breathes by itself. Our ears hear by themselves. Our nose smells by itself, and so forth. We let go of any desire to control or rush this process. If we are impatient or controlling, we can learn to pay attention to these impulses and see the impatience, the need to control, are the results of our thinking, usually thoughts based on not being good enough or the desire to find peace of mind, pushing, I want to get something. And that's going in the wrong direction. So if we are having a hard time letting the grass grow by itself, what can we do? The usual teaching is that it's a thought that's creating a disturbance. And then we let go of the thought and we return to the breath, right? You're pulled away by a thought, return to the breath. Pulled away, return to the breath. And we do this practice over and over and over again, until it becomes our normal way of dealing with thoughts, and also the feelings that the thoughts create while we're sitting. Sometimes, however, these thoughts can be very powerful, and this method of noting them and returning to the breath doesn't always work. So it's at this point that love, believe it or not, becomes the key. Happiness and peace of mind flow from true love. And what does true love mean? So I'm going to use a quote by Thich Nhat Hanh, who says, "It starts with loving yourself." Loving yourself first. So if you find yourself feeling not good enough, worthless, discouraged, hopeless, wanting to give up this practice, love yourself. Start with loving yourself. Jack Kornfield has created a loving kindness meditation, which we can say to ourselves any time when difficult or painful thoughts arise. These may arise during sitting, which they frequently do, or they may arise in our daily lives. But before you speak these words, please remember that everyone deserves to be loved. So here's the loving kindness meditation. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer danger. May I be well in body and mind. May I be happy and at ease. One more time. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer danger. May I be well in body and mind. May I be happy and at ease. And I would add to Jack's loving kindness meditation a quote that I came across, which is by Walt Whitman, who said, "I am larger and better than I thought. I did not know I held so much goodness." So we've come full circle and we're back to Dogen. We don't sit to become enlightened. We sit because we are already enlightened. In everyday language, we say, we are perfect and complete just as we are. So remember, if we just sit, at some point, there it is. Thank you.